As I said, I think last week, we've recently purchased or subscribed to Netflix on our television. And I started a few weeks ago watching a series called The World's Toughest Prisons. And the person who hosts that program goes to some countries where, let's say, the prison system is somewhat less than ours. And some of the conditions that the inmates are in are rather squalid, to say the very least. Very cramped, and they have very little financial resource put into them. Having been in some prisons and chaplaincy departments, I stress it would be fair to say that I sometimes compare what I see on the television programme and what we see in our prisons in this country. And I've had conversations with many people about the prison system within our country. And it would be fair to say that there is an argument among some that it's a bit of a cushy number. But they have televisions. They can watch whatever they want. They can do whatever they want. They do very little work. All those sorts of arguments, which I'm not going to go into at this moment in time. I think it can be hard when people see that bad behaviour is being rewarded. And I wonder if that is to some degree at the heart of what has really knocked Jonah. He's experienced, perhaps firsthand, some of the pain that the Israelites have experienced through the hands of Nineveh. And Jonah felt aggrieved that this nation, an enemy of Israel, could have all their wrongdoing wiped away, their slate cleaned totally, because they'd turned to God. And Jonah, quite frankly, was pretty angry with God and was not holding back, telling him exactly what he thought. But sadly, Jonah had totally missed the point. Israel was not the chosen people of God so that they could simply sit back, relax, bask in that chosenness and do nothing about it. They were commanded at the very beginning to be an example to the nations of how God wanted them to live. God chose them, set them apart to be the people to show the rest of the world how God intended them to live. And Israel, throughout their story in the Old Testament, was often reluctant to share the love of God with others. But God wanted his love and his forgiveness to be shown to and shared with anyone who would receive it. Anyone who would turn from their sinful ways and followed God. And Jonah, sadly, had a very short memory. God could have let him run. And if you've ever seen the film Forrest Gump, he could have run like Forrest Gump for hours and weeks and months. And I think Forrest Gump ran for even years. God let Jonah go on that journey. 2,500 miles. To Tarshish. He could have let him get there. He could have let him get off that boat and start a new life, totally ignoring God. But he didn't. God could have let that fish keep Jonah within it. But God didn't. And like a spoilt child, Jonah sulked. He is not joyful or thankful that an evil nation has turned toward God. That, as I said in part one, that approximately 120,000, at least, I think chapter four says, at least 120,000 people have changed their ways and come to faith in God. He's angry. I think he wanted to sit down where he did and watch, like a film, God's destruction of Nineveh. I think he wanted to see the comeuppance that Nineveh and its people would receive. Clearly, 3 days and three nights in the belly of that fish was not long enough for him. He needed to learn that God was a merciful God. He needed to learn that God was a gracious God. He needed to learn that God was a loving God. He needed to learn that God was a forgiving God. And we can sit here today thankful for those truths, that God is merciful, gracious, loving, and forgiving. And God is infinitely patient with us. So whether at times our journey mirrors that of Jonah or not, God has shown mercy, grace, love, and forgiveness. Whether our journey mirrors Jonah's or not, he will show us that mercy, grace, love, and forgiveness. So whether we are on that faith journey, or wherever we are on that faith journey, we can be assured that God will take us and lead us and guide us so that we can be the people God wants us to be, doing the things God wants us to do for his praise and his glory. And he simply wants us to say, yes, we will go. Yes, we will do. Yes, we will say. And yes, we will show that love of God to those who need to receive it. Amen.